Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for One-on-One with the Pros, and we've got Jason in here with a whole cast of characters, don't we?
Well, a small cast of characters. Yeah. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Well, you see, they're going to have to tune into the Facebook Live in order to figure out just how many cast members we have here today.
Well, so it's myself and Karen Woolman from Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, and Dungeons is... very excited to be the transportation sponsor for the upcoming Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra event, and Karen's going to tell us a little bit about that. But hey, let's talk about cars real quick before we kick over to Karen.
Can't go anywhere without a car. This is true.
And wow, right now we have two 2019 Expeditions that are marked down so incredibly. We have over $11,000 worth of markdowns on these two vehicles, and Tom, these things are going to go before the end of the month.
Oh yeah, might even
before the end of the week, but
maybe by the end of the show.
If you are in the market for a machine that can take your whole family and then some from point A to point B, the Ford Expedition is a people hauler, and both of these units are tricked out. They have all of the comforts, maybe more of the comforts of home. I often joke that man, if my living room had seats as comfortable as the seats in these Expeditions, I'd be a happy camper. But if you are looking for a great deal on a new Ford Expedition, if you're even close to being in market, like I said, these two units before the end of the month will be gone, and we're willing to make a really good deal for you on them.
Good.
And of course, we have other fantastic deals on vehicles at Dungeness Ford and Dungeness Toyota, Dungeness Lincoln, and of course, our maintenance program, home of the 995 oil change.
Can't beat it.
Definitely can't beat it. You know, if you're driving around right now and that yellow triangle is on your dashboard, it's probably time for you to swing by Dungeness Family of Autos. They're on South 75 on Washington.
On the west side, which is the best side.
Just slide on in. No appointment necessary. And we'll help you out with a 995 oil change. Mm-hmm. While you're there, let's rotate your tires so that you get the most life out of those tires.
And a better chance of saving your life.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, the importance of the rubber meeting the road is more than just a phrase.
Yeah, the more often the rubber stays on the road, the more better chances you're going to stick around.
Most definitely. And while you're in, we'll also do a quick inspection of all of your brakes, your hoses, your belts, everything that makes that car go. I love selling vehicles. Dungeness loves selling vehicles. But more than that, we love seeing you get the most life that you can out of that vehicle. It's a pretty significant investment for most people, and let's try and get let's do some preventive maintenance, people. Get the most life you can out of that vehicle.
Sure, pay attention to the folks. They know what they're doing. They know what they're looking for, and they're not going to steer you wrong.
Definitely not. So, in addition to fantastic deals on the Expeditions right now, we also have some fantastic cash coming from Ford on just about everything. The F-150s. Right now, you can get up to $2,000 in manufacturer cash on the F-150s.
That's always appreciated.
There's also some owner loyalty money out there for people who are interested. And in addition to that, the owner loyalty is, of course, for current Ford and Lincoln owners. And in addition to that, you may get a call from Dungeness over the next couple of days. There are about 1,100 people out in our community who have received private offers from Ford. And the private offers stack on top of all of the other offers that Ford makes. And we have about 1,100 people in the community who are eligible for about $2,000 off on top of all of the other incentives on a Ford F-150.
That's getting people's attention.
Well, I ran the numbers a couple of days ago for a customer who was in on one of these private offers. And in addition to the owner loyalty and the other bonus cash that we had, it was about a 40% savings on a vehicle. Mm-hmm. So, there are some fantastic incentives that the manufacturers are pushing right now.
Oh, boy. That is tremendous.
So on the Toyota side, some fantastic deals on the Toyota Tundra. We also have, now this is another vehicle that hits the showroom floor, and every time one's on the showroom floor, it immediately vaporizes. They get snapped up fast. But right now we have a brand new RAV4 hybrid.
Ooh, those are fun to drive.
The RAV4s are tremendously fun to drive, and then the hybrid ups your mileage tremendously. I think this is the third one that we've had in, and they generally last at the showroom about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So right now we have one that is, it's really kind of unique. It's pearl white with a black top. When I read the description, I thought it would look like a police car, but it actually looks pretty snazzy. And fantastic people mover. So if you're out in the market for a hybrid that is a little bit bigger than, you know, say your standard Prius, this is definitely something that you should come in, take a test drive at Dungis Family of Autos, Dungis Toyota, and let's get you into a hybrid RAV4.
Beautiful car, a lot of fun, and it gets the job done.
It really does.
Very functional vehicle.
You could throw 8, 10, 12 bags of mulch in the back of it, or a handful of kids, small baseball team. Yeah, I really like the RAV4 a whole lot. In fact, I think if I had to buy a vehicle today, that would probably be at the top of my list.
That was our fleet vehicles for my TV stations a long time back. So those are just wonderful. They could do anything.
They really are. They're great cars. So in addition to the great deals on Fords, the great deals on Toyotas, of course, we have the Lincoln Concierge Program.
Do tell.
Well, if you buy a Lincoln from us here at Dungis Lincoln, you get a Lincoln representative with the vehicle. Right now, our Lincoln representative is a young woman named Gwen Benn. And Gwen handles, she is your single point of all things Lincoln. If you want to buy a new Lincoln, you work with Gwen Benn. But then once you own your Lincoln, if you have any maintenance issues, whether it's something comes up or whether it's preventative maintenance like an oil change or a tire rotation, Gwen sends her team out, picks up your Lincoln, drops off a loaner for you to drive while your car is being maintained. We take it back to the shop, do the maintenance, and then take it for a quick cleanup over at our detail shop.
I like that.
It's a fantastic program. In addition, I mean, we will go above and beyond. You need to get to the airport, we'll take you to the airport. You're stranded somewhere, we will come and pick you up. The Lincoln Concierge Program is sort of it's a step above just car ownership. It's not just owning a Lincoln, it's also having somebody on your team in the form of that concierge.
I love that. I just absolutely love that.
It's pretty nice. So we're pretty excited about all of the things that are going on at Dungis, Dungis Ford, Dungis Toyota, and Dungis Lincoln right now. 2020 is looking like it's going to be a fantastic year for us. And you know, Tom, we're also looking for people to join our team. So if
I heard,
if you or someone you know is a customer-oriented person, has some computer skills, is looking for a fun and exciting, fast-moving career, we're not looking for the old-school car guy with the white shoes and matching belt. No,
No Herbs?
No Herbs. We're really looking more for people who are not so much sales associates, but product specialists. You know, in today's environment, people come into our dealership 9 out of 10 times. They know what the vehicle is. Often they know more about the vehicle than we know because, you know, all of the information's out there in the interwebs.
They've been studying it.
Yeah. What really is needed in a product specialist is somebody who knows the vehicles, can help somebody narrow down which model they want, whether they really are looking at an XE or an XSE, or what kind of towing capacity they really need, and helping them fit their lifestyle into the right vehicle or the right vehicle into their lifestyle. So, yeah, if you have anybody out there in listener land, if you yourself are looking for a fun and exciting career, or if you know somebody who is looking for a fun and exciting career, have them go to dungeonschoice.com, click on the employment tab, and it'll drive you over to our employment page, quick application, and we'd love to talk to you.
I bet you would.
Definitely.
All right.
So now the fun part of the show,
yes.
Back to Karen Woolman. Karen is in from Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra. Mm-hmm. And Karen's
no stranger to the studio. She's been here a time or two.
Not.
Hi,
Karen,
I know
Karen
my
is,
way around.
Is a developer extraordinaire for BSO.
Yeah.
And Karen, tell us a little bit about the Carnegie program that's coming up.
Well, thank you, Jason. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. This is going to be a lot of fun. The Symphony this year is partnering with Carnegie Link Up program. As you know, if you've had a child in the Bartlesville schools for the last 7 years, we've been doing a fifth grade program, concert. We've had students come in, sit down, listen to our music, and go home. This year is going to be a little bit different. This year, we're linking up with Carnegie. They sent us, their program has been going on for 33 years, and they sent us, this is all subsidized by Carnegie, and they give us all the curriculum to teach, to give to the teachers of all the fifth graders in the area. We have 17 schools invited. That's a lot of fifth grade students.
Whoa,
man. And we're hoping to get anywhere from 13 to 1,500 students. So we're going to be filling up that Bartlesville Community Center auditorium. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be noisy. But the kids are going to enjoy it this year because they're not only going to be going to a concert, they're going to be part of the concert.
Really?
Like I said, the teachers have the curriculum. They're going to be singing with the symphony. They're going to be, they have recorders that they learn songs from. And they're going to be participating with the symphony with those recorders. So it's exciting for the students. And they have a ball doing it, and so do we. So in this year, we're fortunate enough for Dungis that they're providing the transportation for all of these students.
Cool.
Which is a big
undertaking.
And
some cheese buses, I assume, are involved.
A lot of cheese buses. We have students coming all the way from the Arkansas school system mm-hmm. to our Bartlesville school system, including Nowata, Oshaleda, and in the Bartlesville area. All of the elementary schools are participating. We have private schools participating, St. John's, and a couple of others. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, several hundred fifth graders,
yes,
all in one place. Are you,
yes.
Are you scared?
No, I've already raised four of my own kids. I've been through the fifth grade process.
It's an interesting year.
Grandkids, yeah.
It's an interesting year.
It's an interesting year, but, you know, when it's moving and shaking and they're going to be enjoying it, you know, they're not going to have to sit down and sit on their hands. They're going to be having fun doing this.
Well, that sounds like a
engaged,
lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and anybody in Bartlesville in this area that have gone through this with their child, and that's a lot of parents, they may have high school kids now or even kids that have graduated, mm-hmm. they know what the fifth grade program was, and it's exciting for the kids. They look forward to it every year.
Well, and I 100 years ago, I did some of these types of musical programs when I was in elementary school, and they stayed with me. This is the kind of thing that really makes an impact on a child and can push a kid towards, if not a career in music, at least a lifelong love of music.
Exactly. And that's exactly why we have three education programs with the symphony. We have this Carnegie Link Up program. We have the Young Artist Competition, which we just had the competition last weekend. We have a winner that will be performing in our March concert on March 23rd.
How fun.
And then we have the outreach program where we have musicians and or artists go to the schools themselves and talk to the students. So we're not just musicians on stage. We try to be part of the community. And a lot of our students, out of the 1,300 students that see this program today, maybe five will say, I want to do this. This looks like fun. Or 20 will go. How many students next year when they go to sixth grade will be part of the orchestra? They'll be learning violin, or they'll be learning bass, or they'll be learning something, and they'll go on to a music career maybe. You never know.
How fun. So how did BSO connect with Carnegie?
Well, a couple of years ago, one of the people that worked in our office, they heard about the Carnegie program through other symphony orchestras in the area. Tulsa Symphony, for example, has been participating in the Carnegie program for a number of years. We were asked to join in with the Tulsa Symphony on this, and we took a step back and said, we can do this ourselves. We have a number of students. We have our fifth grade program going already, so we can get with Carnegie and start this program ourselves. And it took a couple of years to get it going. We have a fantastic chair on the committee, Sarah Stogner. She is a musician. She is also one of the high school teachers, music teachers. She has a lot of help. And she's been doing a phenomenal job in coordinating all of the teachers, the curriculum, working with Lauren Green, our music director, maestro. This is a big undertaking. Lauren has invited Stone Yang, who was our Young Artist Competition winner last year.
Yeah.
And he is going to be on stage as our announcer.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it's an ongoing thing. It goes into other things. Stone, you know, he was in the Young Artist Competition. Now he's helping us with the Carnegie concert. You never know where this can lead.
Oh, that is great. So for people who aren't real familiar with Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, what is the history of the orchestra?
Well, we started back in 1957, just as a few people who worked for Conoco. They wanted to get together and enjoy each other's company. They were musicians. And that started with Bruce Price, many people know here in Bartlesville. He was an icon with the symphony for a number of years. And slowly, people were just interested in it. They wanted to come. You know, it was just a small group at first, you know, just for the families. And slowly but surely, it just grew and grew every year. The Bartlesville Community Center was built, and we were like, that looks like
it's
great place for us, our home. And it's been our home ever since the first year it was built. And we have been growing. This year we have had many things happening. We have a gala every year for fundraising. This year we're also having our Symphony of Tastes we're bringing back. Years ago we used to have that where we had dinners in board members' homes.
Oh, how
and
fun.
We're bringing that back.
Yeah.
Our first dinner is February 8th. In the home of Marsha and Craig Hansen. And that's going to be, they're creating an Italian restaurant that evening.
That is great.
You know, come over to the symphony, you know, either contact me at Karen@BartlesvilleSymphony.org or call our office at 918-336-7717 for ticket information. Of course, it's in a home, so tickets are limited. We also have a March dinner, which is going to be a murder mystery dinner.
Oh, now that sounds real fun.
Yes, and that's going to be in the home of Dr. and Mrs. Moreland. And in June, we're going to be having a ice cream social in the home of Carolyn Castleberry, which is going to be just fun.
Yep.
Yeah, these are some really
we have a
fun
lot
fundraisers.
Of good, yeah,
yeah,
we have a lot of good things coming up. May 8th, we just okayed. This year, instead of having a gala, we're going to have a bingo.
Oh.
So for the first time, Bartlesville Symphony is going to be having a bingo at the Hilton Garden Inn, which is a Friday night. And that's just going to be just starting to coordinate with entertainment. And we got a lot of things going on.
You do have a lot of irons in the
been
fire.
Been busy. Well, and we and couldn't have done it with the help of people like Dungis.
Well, thank you. We're very happy to help. And, you know, the symphony is something that Dungis has been involved with for a long time. And really, what you are doing, bringing fifth graders in for this Carnegie concert performance, fits right in with where we are in terms of working with youth here in the community.
Well, that's the beginning of everything is the youth. If you get them at an early age, you get them interested, and they will stay with it, even if it's just a handful. Every year you see all of these organizations, and the older people that are in those organizations, they began young because that's what it excited them, and they're still excited about it.
That makes sense.
Now.
Yeah, this is a doorway for someone to walk through and have a lifetime appreciation of music.
Yeah, I mean, music especially. I don't care what genre you listen to. Music is, you know, that's the soul. That's your heart. That's where it's at.
Well, and it's very unusual for a community our size to have a full symphony orchestra. Do you know?
We're the only one. We're very fortunate to have a symphony. And not only is the symphony like this, this is a 60-piece symphony. We have 30 volunteers. We have 30 paid musicians. Lauren has been with the symphony over 40-plus years, which is...
He started as a kid.
A real kid. I mean, he had... hair. Dark hair. Like me.
We all did.
Yeah, we all did.
We all did.
I mean, but he's been with the symphony for 40 plus years, and he's been doing a magnificent job. And the volunteers we have, the board of directors that we have gone through, the Bartlesville Symphony Foundation has worked with us, the Community Foundation, and all the businesses in this town. It's amazing, the performing arts in this town. For a town this size, you do not see that anywhere.
No, you don't.
New York, Tulsa, Houston, Chicago, L.A., Bartlesville.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And we fit right in.
And we do fit right in. People come here and they're amazed at what we have to offer between the Price Tower, Theater Bartlesville, the Civic Ballet, the Children's Musical Theater, so many things for a town this size. It's simply astonishing. It blows my mind.
We really are fortunate here.
Yes, you don't have to get in your car. And I mean, you can go to Tulsa. Yeah, you can if you want to. You know, maybe go to a deli that you can't find here. But it's...
But having a...
You don't have to.
A symphony orchestra in our own backyard.
In our own backyard.
Just 10 minutes away.
It really is
from anywhere
something
in
special.
Town, yeah. It is something special. And this town is just amazes me. I lived here before for 5 years, from 06 to 11, and I came back just 2 years ago. And I've been involved more than I've ever been. And it just amazes me, the people I have met and talked to and became very friends, you know, became very friendly with. And I've made really deep connections here.
This is one thing that is super nice about Bartlesville is it is so easy to get plugged into the community.
It is.
And the opportunities for volunteerism, but then the cultural opportunities are just amazing here.
Yeah. Kid, you know, a lot of times when children are growing up, they can't wait to run away from the town, you know, and go to the big city and, you know, be something and make something of themselves. Well, kids here in Bartlesville don't have to run anywhere. Everything is right here.
Pretty darn life.
They
nice
stay
lifestyle.
Home. They stay home, and it's really good.
But, so, again, the Carnegie program, when is that?
Ah, we never mentioned that.
Yeah, it is coming up.
Yes, it is. We will be having a room full of kids on February 5th. It's during a school day. The buses will be starting to arrive at 12:15 and get everybody into their seats, get them ready. The curtain will go up. They're going to be in for a big surprise. Mm. And the concert begins, and it with a room full that size with fifth graders, it's only going to last about 45 minutes or so.
It's about fifth grade, average fifth grade attention span.
Yeah, whether they participate or not, right, that's right. And sure, they're going to be whisked back off to their room and sleep and think about what they want to do with their lives. Oh. Yeah, I want to become a musician.
I love that. And yeah. It is schools from all around the area.
All around the area. We have 17 schools participating. All of the elementary schools, including, you know, here we even have St. Andrew Catholic School, Community Elementary, Roosevelt, Arkansas, Nowata. A lot of the schools, and we're getting them all there thanks to Dungis.
Well, we are so happy to be participating in this. Yeah. We really are. And maybe we'll sneak somebody over to listen to the concert on the 5th. I think I might be able to duck in for a couple minutes.
And, yeah.
Your secret's safe.
Yeah. Don't let Brad know. I'm going to play hooky and go hang out with a bunch of 5th graders.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It really is. I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm not going to wear heels that day, that's for sure. But, yeah, I'll bring a pair of comfortable shoes.
fun. Well, Karen, thanks for putting this all together. Thanks for everything that you do with Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra, and I'm eager to hear the cacophony of several hundred fifth graders.
Yes, that's a cacophony like you've never heard before.
That is great.
Let me tell you, the acoustics at the BCC are fantastic.
Well, Tom, one more time, I want to reiterate that not only does Dungis participate in a lot of community events around town, but Dungis is a great place to work. And again, right now we're looking for salespeople. We're looking for service drive riders. If you know of somebody who is very customer oriented, or perhaps you yourself are in the world looking for a career change and you're customer-oriented, have some computer skills, and maybe even an interest in cars, we have a home for you. We're looking for sales associates right now.
So get off the bench and turn a wrench.
Product knowledge specialists. Yeah. Get off the bench and turn a wrench would work also. Yeah. If you are interested, please go to our website at dungischoice.com. Mm-hmm. Navigate to the employment tab, and from there, look for the product specialist job description, and come in and see us. Come work with me at Dungis Family of Autos.
I tell you, it's a great place. My car visits there every 3 or 4 months because it needs to, just because of maintenance. And I tell you what, you'll just be pleasantly surprised at how fast, how efficient, how friendly the service team is, because it's just off the charts. You can't even go in and get comfortable before your car is done.
That is the way we want to see it work. And we have some new associates out on the sales drive. Young woman named Megan, who is our new Toyota service rider, who is just as friendly as could be. And then all of the gang over at Ford, Mr. Dungis likes to say, what we want is happy customers. Mm-hmm. And if we've got happy customers, then everything else falls in place. So
it does.
We're looking for some new coworkers who are interested in happy customers. So if that kind of fits your description, if you're somebody who's service-oriented, customer-oriented, and looking for a great career path, dungischoice.com, click on that employment tab. And, of course, if you're just somebody out in the world looking for a new or a lovingly used pre-owned vehicle, dungischoice.com will take you to all of our websites and all of our inventory.
Wonderful. Jason, Karen, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to One on One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.